Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me.
You are now tuned into the Boxing Voice Radio. Join us every Thursday and Sunday, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Boxing Voice Radio. But this one's going to be a little bit different. This is going to be explaining Patreon to you and what exactly that is, all the perks and rewards that you receive as a Patreon family member. So we'll get into details with that. I'm going to bring on my co-host, obviously, in the Golden State, the hipster, a.k.a. the hipster, Matthew Hunter. Matt, what's going on, brother?
I'm doing good, man. I can't wait to talk about Patreon because at the end of the day, Patreon is what's going to make TBV into the empire that every person that works for TBV, everyone that listens into the show wants us to become. We want to become bigger than Boxing Scene, bigger than ESPN, bigger than Fight Hub or Fight Hype. We want to be bigger than all those places. And how are we going to do that? It's through Patreon. And you guys, the listeners, the callers, get so many rewards based off of this, based off of different tiers through Patreon, that it's a win-win for everyone involved. I can't wait to really digest it and talk about it and break it down, what everyone can get at which stage. It's a great thing, man. I can't wait.
Definitely. Well, I'm going to go ahead and switch to you, then go ahead and screen share our page over on Patreon. And just show everybody what it's all about. This is our page here. And as you can see on the right, we have different levels of rewards. On the left, we have our goals, what exactly it is that we want to do. And, you know, we started this about 5-6 months ago, but you can see right here that it says, I want to double the amount of content I produce. And I'm pretty sure we've done that.
If not more,
right? I mean, as soon as you guys started to pledge, it immediately became easier to stop doing certain things and do more podcasts. And that's what we've been doing. As you can see with your pledges on Patreon, we've been obviously able to travel to more locations. But what you need to know is that you can obviously get in for the three for me. Now, these are things that I'm going to use this show for your suggestions as well, because some of these pledges or reward tiers aren't working the greatest. For instance, three for me, I mean, it's like get a retweet or a like on Facebook. And yeah, that's cool. Maybe some people appreciate that. Not to mention you get all the TBV access on Patreon, our exclusive feed, which there's tons of behind-the-scenes footage, you know, time spent with Deontay Wilder, Keith Thurman in their camps, intimate moments that are not released to, you know, the world, only to our Patreon family. As you can see here, here are some of the tags on the left. You know, down where it says Vasyl Lomachenko, those are our film studies that we do on various fights. As you can see, this is a picture of James and Peter Quillen, myself, and Enrique for our very first ever TBV Appreciation Night. But yeah, I want to change these things up, Matt. I mean, I think we need to maybe during fights make one of these tiers where we link up. Now that we found that watch together, one of those tiers could be that where we invite certain pledge tier level members to watch a certain fight with us.
Yeah, I like that. That's really good.
Yeah, the way that we did the last one, you know. But obviously you have the follow for follow, which you pledge a certain amount and you get any follow you want on the social media. And then after you get to the $5 tier, that's where things start to get good. Now, I'm going to say live on there, this $5 one is a headache, okay? I have yet to find a place that can make this limited edition TBV towel. The company that I had end up not being able to produce it. So in place of that, I am sending out a new reward to the $5 tier. That'll be our little secret. You'll definitely get something worth your while, you know. I have plenty of goodies, you know, to give out for sure. Now, this is another tier. This is you receive a private invite to a group chat or Twitter. And, you know, we do this during live fights. This is another one I think that we need to revamp and come up with a better, I guess, reward tier. $10 reward tier definitely is a good one. You receive a authentic TBV camo koozie, which I will be sending out. Everyone who hasn't received their reward, obviously we had so many fights. We had the TBV Appreciation Night, pay-per-views, non-pay-per-views, so many New York fights here in Brooklyn, Barclays Center. But by midweek, everyone, and I repeat, everyone will receive what they are entitled to. All my $15 tiers who deserve their shirts, you will be getting those. You know, as you can see, these are punches and bunches. Receive a TBV wallpaper. Also, that exclusive TBV t-shirt, you'll be getting all those as well. You see the ringer. This is where you got your who's a ringer? Oh, Stainless, you know. You got Stainless as a ringer. You got Unfadable as a ringer. That's how you cut the line on
Dempsey, our new ringer.
Who?
Dempsey.
That's right. Dempsey is our new ringer. This is the tier where you cut the line right there. The boomerang, which is sold out, unfortunately. We only made five of these. And
we've had so many people ask for us to expand that too.
I know people have been asking for me to open this up, but
what do you think, Ness? Are you gonna open it back up or what?
No, I don't think it's worth it. Then you'll get a lot of double calls from the same people. Imagine you had five more boomerangs. That's
I'm not saying put five more, but maybe like three more. Make it really exclusive, or like two more.
Let's just say five more. Five more is essentially like 20 times you hear those people, you know.
But we do have boomerangers that don't even use it.
True.
Like Castle Hill Gill is a boomeranger, but he never calls in. Love you to death, Gill. You know that, but he never uses it.
Definitely. But essentially, you know, we try and give you guys a reward for your pledge because we appreciate you. You know, if you go through other Patreon pages here, there are very little people that send out rewards. I wanted to do it that way to show my appreciation because it's obviously changed things around here for TBV. As you can see, Matt, with your help, was able to get to Florida. But obviously, a lot more went into that.
And New York, you know, to help me get to New York, too.
You know, it's just so many things. It's really changed the dynamic for us here on TBV. So, you know, we want to encourage everyone to head on over there and definitely look into it. If you have any questions, definitely reach out to me on all forms of social media. I'm open to all your questions. Like I said, it was a busy first quarter, man. I mean, we had a great first quarter, but I'm on top of the game. And for those that were patiently waiting, like I said, we have some very exclusive, and when I mean exclusive, I mean that's really the best word that I could use. These shirts were only pressed up for Keith Thurman and for TBV for the appreciation night. So a lot of you guys should have got them already, but you didn't. Not my fault that the, you know, shipping was late. At least you got your Danny shirts, right? But there is also some Danny shirts left over. And everyone on that $15 tier, you will be receiving your shirt, hopefully by at least Wednesday. I got to print up some labels, but no later than Wednesday, Thursday. I mean, I'm not even going to wait till Thursday because Thursday is show day. You know, so I'm definitely trying to handle everyone's rewards by Wednesday.
And also on Patreon, the first ever, I don't know if that's true, but I'm going to say it anyways, the first ever sparring match between two co-hosts on a boxing podcast on Patreon only, me versus MD. Got to see what happens, man. In Keith Thurman's gym, Dan Birmingham, Hall of Fame trainer one day in my corner, man, just... We got tons of exclusive stuff, let alone all the other podcasts we do. Like our film studies are incredible, where you get to watch fights with us and we get to break it down live and talk about fights coming up. You know, like we watch Triple G versus Martin Murray. We watch Danny Garcia versus Lamont Peterson. We watch Anthony Joshua versus Dillon White, etc. So there's just tons of extra content on there, you know. it's not just the rewards you get at each level. You just get all the content too. It's
content. It's not insane. To mention the fact that because of the pledges gives us that financial freedom to focus more on the podcast. And that's why you're receiving daily doses of TBV every day, sometimes 2 and 3 times. I mean, today, what's this? The third one already?
Mm-hmm. And so basically what Patreon is, I don't think we really explained it. It's a monthly subscription based platform. So basically you pay X amount of dollars per month to us. And, you know, us news outlets like the Young Turks, the biggest news online news outlet in the world, is all subscription based, no advertisers, no sponsors. So can you imagine a day where we don't have to run YouTube ads?
Exactly.
That's through Patreon. If we get to certain levels to Patreon, we don't need advertisers. We don't need sponsors.
We don't need
you guys would be the ones paying us. And that's why we will always respond to you. That's why we'll always report back to you. Because you're like our board of directors. It's you guys.
They're our bosses, essentially.
Yeah. You guys are going to be the bosses through Patreon.
Your pledges, you know, give us that fuel that we need to work the amount of hours that we put in. And essentially, if that financial support stops, then the wheels could come crashing down. So that's why the rewards are given out. That's why the appreciation nights are done. That's why we're always thinking outside of the box. So some of the tiers that we have here. Now, there are some hefty ones for our big dogs, or at least people who believe in memorabilia. We have tons of memorabilia that we are giving away on a specific tier. And I'm going to be opening up a new tier. I think I need to open up a lower level tier. You know, maybe that $5 tier should be the one where instead of that TBV towel, you might just receive a glove every month. Two people in that tier. I might just change that and entice people. You might receive a glove, or you might receive one of these exclusive one-offs, okay? Understand that the word one-offs means they're not anywhere else. You can't buy this unless Keith Thurman has some left over, which I doubt. So those one-off shirts, you know, we obviously have, you know, press books, press kits, rather. I mean, just so many things, you know, keychains, all sorts of memorabilia that we get for, you know, any boxing fan, right?
And so again, all those rewards can change from public demand. If you guys want something else at a different stage, we can do that. If you want to change something up, we can do that. We're here to report
like
back
some
to
of
you.
Those tiers, you know, like I said, the $5 tier, the $3 tier, the $4, maybe those needs to be changed. You know what I would like to do? I would like to start to do with those specific tiers, we change it up, Matt, where we do a maybe they can recommend a specific show that we do on one of our off days. And, or we could all, you know, kind of be in a Google Hangout similar to this one and watch a fight together, right? A live fight, maybe one of those toe-to-toe Tuesdays.
We've always talked about it. We've always talked about doing like a live broadcast or live play-by-play of fights. Exactly. And I've always been down to do it.
Because you got to understand, Patreon is new to us as well. So maybe there are a few of you that are satisfied. Maybe there are a few of you that are not. And we definitely want your feedback. We want to grow together. But we are growing, both TBV and on Patreon, which fuels TBV. And because of that, look, I'm going to Curtis Stevens. Like I said, you know, I know Compa wants me to get to California. And now all these things are possible. When Barrera and Beterbiev announced the fight in Miami, me and Matt were ready to pack our bags, right? So that is the stability that Patreon adds. And we want to continue to satisfy our patrons, not only with the content, but the rewards and the community that we have going on there. I really wish some of the guys that were there are and participate in that community, like Info Joe or Castle Hill Gil. I mean, you know, Compa's always commenting in there. They give suggestions. We have plenty of banter going back and forth. I mean, really, like I think Matt said, they kind of drive us and dictate what it is we should or shouldn't be doing, you know, what fighters we interview. All the it's like a giant suggestion box, I want to call it, right?
Yeah, and you know, even on Patreon itself, there's a community tab to where anyone that's a Patreon can just type in a message and everyone can see it. And I was on that when we were in New York, you know, saying like, come on, who's in here? You know, who's in New York? Let's go to the bars, have a good time. And that's how Castle Hill Gill hit me up. Never met him in my life. He called me up somehow, got my number and called me up and told me to go to this bar. And I met up with him and it was a great time. That's because of Patreon, you know, like, and again, you know, just to further emphasize, you know, us getting bigger, us going to all these places, us going to Erickson Lubin's camp and doing like a 24/7 all access video like we did for Keith Thurman, going to Anthony Joshua's camp in the UK, going to all these places, that's all going to happen because of Patreon.
Through Patreon.
So, you know, if the bigger Patreon gets, the bigger you guys help support it. Tell a friend, tell family members. You know, it's cheap. You know, $3 a month, $5 a month, that's nothing, you know. That's, what is it, $36 a year? You can spend $36 a year to help get us to the empire that we want to be for you guys. And again, I just like everyone else, hate
that. Secure what – I mean, you know, you hear some of the conversations, you read some of the reviews, but to secure the product that you love remains there and continues to thrive amongst a competitive business, let's be honest. I mean, the bigger – let's say YouTube channels definitely have the resources to continue to grow. And this is what Patreon adds for us.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm not going to name any outlets or journalists, but some of them get checks from promoters. That's just a fact.
Whoa. I have no clue about that.
That's why I didn't say names, but that's just a fact. You know, so we want to be completely independent and biased and unbiased. I mean, and the only way to do that is when we get support from the fans, not from advertisers or sponsors that want to dictate what we do. We want you guys to dictate what we do because you guys are the things that drive the sport. You guys are the people that drive the sport, not just for us, but the entirety of the sport. You guys are the 5.1 million viewers for Keith Thurman, Danny Garcia that made the most viewed fight on primetime cable since 1998. You know, we want you to further drive the boxing media to make it better, and we believe this is the platform to do that.
Not only that, but the fighters respect it more. I mean, think about when I interviewed Deontay Wilder and I let him know exactly what Patreon was and where those questions were coming from, the way that he answered it. Thurman, same way. You know, look at how both Thurman and Danny supported us in the TBV Appreciation Night the day before their big event. It's all, you know, showing, I guess, the love for the growth. They understand where we've, you know, where we started and where we're at now. And really, I'm just excited for the future, man. Two years from now, I can see TBV just on another stratosphere for real. I mean, we're growing. Things are happening. We're looking forward to going to see Erickson Lubin. I'm looking forward to some fights in Cali. I mean, it's been a great first quarter, and Patreon has helped us tremendously. I want to use this video as feedback. Obviously, anything you feel needs to be corrected about the platform, both the podcast, not just Patreon, let us know. But understand that they're one and the same. Understand that the reason you've been getting, you know, 6-7 episodes a week is because of all the people that have already joined the movement and become part of the family that is the Boxing Voice Patreon. I don't want to drag it out too much longer. But Matt, anything? I mean, I wish we would have had some callers for this.
Yeah, one. I know. You know, maybe it's a little bit late. Everyone's at work. It is a Friday. You know? It's a Friday, so everyone's busy. I get it. But I just want to quickly say, you know, thank you for everyone that's already pledged on Patreon to support. Thank you from the bottom of my heart because you guys allow me to do this full time. And one day we're going to get Steven to do it full time. We're going to get Enrique to do it full time. The director himself. We're going to get MD on here full time. You know, like that. That would be the dream one day. And for all those that haven't signed up, give it a try. You can always cancel if you don't like it, but give it a try. And I guarantee you'd be satisfied. You will. And we do have one caller. the man himself, Ohio,
we who met came him.
All the way to the TBV party.
That's right.
And didn't come to the fight the next day. That sort of dedication.
Yeah, that shows the love, bro. That was amazing, T, man. I'm happy to have you on. What's going on, brother?
What's up, man? I wasn't going to let y'all go out without having a call. I was just calling to listen in, to be honest with you. But you said you had no caller, so you can ask me whatever you want, man. I'm an open book. Shoot at me.
Well, we were actually looking for people that needed information on exactly what Patreon was or, you know. What
but T, you're a Patreon supporter, right? I don't have the full list, I'll be honest. But you're on Patreon, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I'm on Patreon.
Tell me one thing that you don't like about it or think that or wish could be changed and one thing you love about it.
Yeah, that'll work.
Well, I love the content, definitely. I'm still kind of learning to use the Patreon as I go along, so this show is a great help. Nothing that I hate, really. I mean, it kind of works like any other social media platform in terms of you can see whoever it is that's making a comment. And it's clear to see, like, what they're talking about, and it branches off that kind of way. So there's nothing that I really hate. I don't think I've been enough time on there to find something to dislike to that degree. But, I mean, the bonus content that you get is bar none. I mean, it's worth every penny, whether it's $3, $10, what have you. When you really think about it on a yearly scale of things, annually, you're really not spending that much money. And you're getting a quality product, and you're supporting people that you care about and you love. So as long as they're representing us, we should put forth to them. That simple.
Thank you, T, man. And it was great meeting you at the party, brother. Like, I can't believe you came and didn't go to the fights, man. I understand you were busy, but, man, I wish you were at the fights because those were some good fights. I'm just saying, you missed out.
I know it, but there was no way I was going to miss the party. Ness called me out on air, gave the man my word, so I had to be there even if it was just for the night.
No, that was amazing, bro. I'm just happy that we finally got to meet. And I'm glad you came to this one because I'll be honest, man, I'm happy with the way things turned out. It was a great turnout. So, you know, I'm happy that it was this one that you came to because it was worth your while, you know what I mean?
Definitely. It was love all the way around the board too, man. Ready for the next one already.
For sure. Let me get to some other callers, T, but I want to thank you obviously for calling in and giving your thoughts on Patreon and, you know, just how you've been able to use the platform and how you are benefiting from, you know, pledging to TBV and becoming a Patreon and allowing us and helping us to grow. Let's go out to JD in Texas, another Patreon subscriber, obviously, and TBV attendee. It's like a common theme. What's going on, JD?
Not much. I do have a question. You know, I'm not real active on Patreon, but the purchasing of the show, because there's a specific topic that it's getting a lot of play on boxing social media this week since Thurman won. And I would like to have a show based on Thurman and Spence. The fact that, because I have a real issue with the fact that it's like, let's say the board game is, you know, Monopoly. Spence somehow is getting to go past Boardwalk. And he's just going straight to go and collecting $200. And I have an issue with that because Thurman, you know, when it came to Thurman, they was like, well, he hadn't done nothing yet. You know what I mean? And then when he finally does something, it's like he got to look back.
Well,
so,
I mean, I think it's more
So my question is, how do you purchase a show?
Well, that's definitely on theboxingvoice.com/on-demand. But you see, an on-demand show can typically run about $100-something, right? And it's only one show. Now, there's a perk on Patreon that Andre Dakota, I think is the way we put it. I was butchering
it. No, you're butchering it again. It's okay. No.
No, he said that. He said Dakota when he received the award.
No, he did not.
What? We're gonna ask Jeffrey.
I was on Elal Jameson, so I don't remember.
Damn, JD said get Jeffrey, right? I'm gonna have to find his name. Let me see. I got it in my phone book here. But the point is he's a mastermind, right? So that's why he's been saying, like, yo, I need a couple of more masterminds. Now, obviously, if you join the mastermind, it's cheaper than doing your own on-demand show, and you get to daily give intake and direction on where the show should go. So, you know, for instance, you have that suggestion. If you were a mastermind, you can do it there cheaper than an on-demand, which is just a one-time thing. Today could be something you're interested in, and tomorrow is something else. For instance, me and the host have a group chat on iPhone, iMessage, right? So every day, me and Matt, the workhorses that we are, we're up early and we're like, yo, what topic we're going to do? So there, we also have the separate one with the mastermind where we ask them, hey, you know, let's say, for instance, today, Matt wanted to do the Terrence Crawford 3 opponents. So that's how it went down. You know, same thing. Ask all the hosts, hey, what do you think is a good topic?
Yeah.
Is it sexy enough? Boom. Then head over to our mastermind and find out. The mastermind could be like, look, the Barrera is a topic I think you need to do. And it's like, damn, he's right. Let me go back to the podcast host and like, look, yo, he suggested Barrera. He's kind of got a point. You know, people already were booking hotels.
And then what did we do? We did both episodes.
And what did we do? Because we got you guys on Patreon, we fucking did both, because that's what we are, guns blazing. You know what I mean? But yes, if you want a one-off on-demand show, because again, there's a base show. I think it's like $35. Let me go to the actual site. I think it's like $35 for a base show, which means
and screen no share costs. Too. Yes. Screen share the website.
You're right. There is a, let me see, because I know Jose is doing maintenance on the store. Make sure, no, not the store, on the site. Let me make sure everything is there. Yes.
Yo, but that's definitely a topic that.
What is the topic? And you're breaking up. Talking to the receiver. You're probably going through like a tunnel or something.
JD, frame it in one sentence. Frame it in one sentence. Okay. No, that's how you do a topic. It has to be one sentence.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When you go to the on-demand, I'm going to screen share it right now. When you go to the website, to the on-demand page, you'll immediately see an on-demand logo there and basically some stuff letting you know how you do it. So, look, a standard on-demand offer for a 30-minute show, that's $35. Simple enough, right? Cheap. Get your topic off, and that will be no callers, and it would only be 30 minutes. But you could also add to the cart 15 minutes extra. Then you got yourself a 45-minute show. That'll be 35 extra, right? Total time of the show will be 45 minutes. But you can also do 30 minutes for 50 or 60 minutes for 60. So it's essentially a dollar a minute, right? You can add yourself as a host for 50, or you could virtually host with us on our hangout here, the way me, Matt, and all the other guys are, for an extra 75. So you see, it could get expensive, but you can just become a mastermind and give your intake every day, being as though there's a show and there's breaking news every day. But you can keep going, right? You can do it cheaper. I would say, you know, you want to talk about a topic, man, make it 30 minutes, add $5 for the callers, that's $40, bada boom, it's done. But you can get more expensive, right? Yeah. If you think 30 minutes ain't enough, then you got to add in, you know, whatever time you feel is necessary. JD, hope we helped you, but I'm telling you, mastermind is the way to go because, I mean, think about it. We're doing on average about 7 shows.
I did an on-demand show before I started doing the podcast with you. Remember that?
Yep. What was your topic?
I think it was, what's the definition of a mismatch?
Mm. What was?
Because it was right after the definition of pound for pound.
Oh, there goes Andre. Now we're gonna find out from the man himself. Andre, tell me, how do you pronounce that last name? Because you've been letting me butcher it for years. And then I heard Enrique butcher it while presenting you with your award. and you pronounced it like, I think, Dakota, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, you got it, finally.
Damn oh, my God. Damn but, yo, damn but it. How could you let me say that for years, bro?
It's all good, man. I love you, man. You're like a brother.
No, that's got to be love. Yo, he's been let, babe, he's been letting me call him Andre Diakonu. Yo, and I was saying it.
That's what it looks like.
I was saying it proudly for years, bro.
Proudly, because you're like, yeah, look at me pronounce this hard name.
No, I'm like, yeah, this guy's like some shit. You know, he's from Haiti or something. Andre Diakonu, and it's Dakota. But he's got so many extra fucking letters. Who knew? But Andre, listen, tell JD why he should become a mastermind instead of doing it on demand, right? First of all, you're lonely in there, but you get all the opportunities to kind of give input on what shows to do. But go ahead.
All right. I'm going to give a testimonial because I travel a lot. And I'll never forget one day, Ness hit me up one day. I was in South Carolina headed to the airport. And he said, yo, what do you think about this topic? And I'm going to tell you, everything that's listed in Mastermind is facts. He will hit you up and ask you, what do you think about this for a show? Trust me, that Mastermind component of the Patreon, I feel like is worthwhile because you feel like you're part of the programming for the week. So if you're on the fence about Patreon or even Level Mastermind, take it from me. I'm not being paid to say this, but I'm saying I love the sport of boxing. I want to see this thing thrive. I want Ness to be that British podcast over there. I won't give no names, but trust me, I'm an avid member of Patreon, Mastermind Level. I believe in the product. You're going to get your money's worth. You're going to get the product that you deserve. You got to support. And at the end of the day, I'm lonely in this group, so somebody join me, please.
That's right. But Andre, man, I want to thank you for calling in, obviously, and giving your testimony. That's exactly what we need, and we need feedback. You know, we want to definitely make sure everyone is satisfied and that we are meeting everyone's expectations because, again, what we're looking for is to continue to grow and to continue to make the best product possible. We can obviously see in the growth of the subscribers and the amount of downloads and listens, the amount of likes, that everyone is loving the show, and we're loving you right back. That's why we're, you know, showing you that with more episodes and you know, more videos and heading out to different camps, traveling, putting in the extra work, going the extra mile. And that's obviously courtesy of everyone who supports the Boxing Voice. So again, this video will continue to be on YouTube to be used as feedback. Please put any comments, any questions about Patreon and where you would like to see it go, what new perks or reward you would like to have there, or what direction overall you want for the Patreon and the Boxing Voice. And we want to thank you, obviously. Matt, I want to thank you for being here already three times today.
And I was going to ask you if you want to do an immediate reaction show after the Clarissa Shields fight. Go for show number 4 tonight.
Damn, I don't think there's a fandom for that.
Dude, oh my God.
See, this is why we need masterminds, JD. I'm going to give JD an opportunity to be a mastermind. JD, do you believe that we should stay up, watch Showbox, and do an immediate reaction show of Clarissa Shields?
Yo, I would not discriminate, you know. I mean, it gives her more exposure. I honestly don't see why not.
It's the first female headline for a primetime cable boxing event. Like, that's huge. This is the first ever in boxing history.
There's a fandom. I'm going to check the chat. There's got to be some people in the chat telling me, you got to push women's boxing. This is the first female main event.
She went back-to-back gold medals. That's never happened in U.S. history. We never had a man do that or a woman do that. Go back-to-back gold medals.
To do with it.
That has everything to do with her. Come on, man. Why do you think Andre Ward's great?
I'm going to mute myself, though.
All right, JD. No problem. G Unit says do it, Ness. I don't know, man. Leave it in it's the history. Comments. Leave it in the comments. Hit that thumbs up. I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Join me on Instagram and Twitter at NesGTO. I want to thank everyone again that continues to believe in the movement. And remember, you're still part of this family, whether you join Patreon or not. Patreon is extra. True. Remember that. We don't really use that word often, but there, everything on there is extra. There's more and exclusive stuff that's extra. But obviously, I want to thank my host all the way in the Golden State. Matt, you are the best. Make sure you check out his Patreon and help that grow as well, so together we can be like a dynamic duo. We'll see you guys on the next one.
Peace.
Later.